This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But I bring that up because Jason Mackey's joining us in this read here for Mike's Beer Bar. Jason still owes me a meal at Mike's, which goes back to what I said yesterday. I keep having to pay off my bets and nobody...
Now, don't lump me in. I've already offered to give you the $1,000 to charity for the Penguins missing the playoffs.
Oh, that's very benevolent of you, Chris.
Well, no, just stop acting like you're the only one here, the only hero paying bets. You've also paid them via check in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I interject here?
Why do you sound weird?
Are you talking to us through a tin can?
I didn't think so. Same way I talk to you every week. Any better? Any better?
Donnie, it doesn't sound like he's on the phone. It sounds like he's on
Is he on video? Hold on. I'll bring the video up.
All right, hold on.
Oh, there
Sorry
we go.
That,
hold
Jason.
On, Jason. Yes.
There you
that
are.
That one really changed the sound.
There we go. Technical. That's all right. We can see him now, so it makes more sense.
Where are you?
Uh-oh, now we can't
hear him. Now we can't hear him. This is unbelievable.
This is going to be tough for Pony
you
to
guys
surmount.
You screwed it up.
When Pony has
How
to deal
I
with
this. How did I screw it up?
You shouldn't have said anything.
All right, hold on, Jason. We'll get it sorted out here. We'll fix it. Tonight is Max Talbot bobblehead. Mm-hmm. Night at the Penguins. I haven't seen it. Is it just him from... Is it him doing the shush? Or is it just Max Talbot as Penguins player? Because that would be actually... I'm not a collector of bobbleheads, but that would be an important detail for
It's
me.
Him doing shush. And there's a limited edition t-shirt that also has the shush. I have a take on this, actually. It's very cool. It's an iconic moment from that playoff run. Think about this, though. The man scored both goals of a road game 7 against an all-time opponent to win the Stanley Cup. And people are just like, hey, remember when you got your ass kicked early in those playoffs and told the Philly crowd to shush?
I agree.
I mean, like, we're
It is more iconic.
I know, but we're kind of burying the tangible lead here with
See,
Max.
I thought your lead was going to be something completely different, and we got Jason back. I thought your lead was going to be, oh my God, the Penguins have turned into the Pirates, where it's bobbleheads every week, and it's... T-shirts and pyrotechnics. Jason, doesn't it feel like it? I mean, you went to hundreds of Pirates games when you were on the beat. That's what you do when you're not a good team.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like that from here out, Andrew. I mean, development is more important than competing. It feels like, you know, we have two teams in that spot. I don't know how to get excited about the postseason or even next year with the Penguins. Kind of a sorry state. We're looking at prospects and wanting to see young guys being called up, realizing they're not going to compete. Yeah, I mean, you know, the weird thing is that they do more giveaways at Penguins games. I think it just gets publicized less than the Pirates. But yeah, the pyrotechnics and all that stuff. Feels
Why
like
am I
there,
hear-
man.
I'm hearing former Post-Gazette sports writer Bob Smizek's voice in my ears right now. Pittsburgh's a bobblehead town.
Do you still talk to Smiz?
I do. Yep, I talk
Why
to him
Why does
a lot.
He hate us so much?
He used to like me.
He keeps following and unfollowing Chris on Twitter. Can you
no,
get I'm, to the bottom
he
of
hasn't
that?
Done that in a while. He's just he settled on unfollow.
He doesn't. I didn't know he didn't like you guys.
Maybe he doesn't. He might just find us obnoxious on Twitter.
I know why he doesn't like me. I can tell you the quick story if you've got time for it.
I've got time. What do you got?
He used to do the Showdown, and I was still very young and opinionated. And we
were on there together.
And it was right after AJ Burnett got traded for. And Smyzik killed it and said, "This is Mark Redman all over again." And I said, "Yeah, Bob, it's exactly like Mark Redman, except this guy's led the league in strikeouts and has won the World Series. You're right. Exactly the same thing." And he hates sarcasm, apparently. And just people acting like a-holes. Man.
But he withering poison pen. Why would he hate sarcasm?
He wasn't writing anymore. He was only doing media ombudsman stuff.
So he still was writing.
I like Bob, but there are too many people in our business who are too sensitive. Like on Sunday night, Andrew, if Cabali would have been sensitive, he would have gotten mad at you over jumping over him. I forget what the topic was, but you got mad about something.
Well, yeah, because
he
turned into Kyle Dubas's press secretary on the show with us.
It's just part of the thing, man. I like Bob, though. Anyway, I forget.
I actually have a follow-up on the Penguins here. Yeah, I just said Pittsburgh's a bobblehead town. Yeah. What's your reaction if you're talking Penguins with a random person and they say, "Actually, Jason, the glass is half full here. No team has more picks in the first three rounds of the NHL draft over the next 3 years." I'm trying not to lead the witness. So if somebody says that to you, what is your reaction to that?
That's great. And that might work out in 5 or 6 years, but where are we going to be in 5 or 6 years? Like, I don't care about the draft picks immediately. If you're going to make an argument to me that the Penguins can get out of this by the salary cap maybe going up a little bit, or I don't know, by some miracle you can trade Jari, Carlson, Graves, I don't hold out a lot of hope, but I'll listen to that argument more than the draft picks. I mean, yeah, I think they can turn this around and pull off a rebuild. I don't see any reason why they can't. At least, you know, I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying it's possible. But this quicker, accelerated rebuild, Chris, I think there needs to be more going on than just
You're actually being nicer than I thought you might be, because my reaction when people keep trotting that out there as a reason for optimism is, go tell me what the hit rate is on drafting second and third round players in the NHL and having them become productive NHL players. It's not it's not something I'd be hanging my hat on as a big reason for hope right now.
Yeah, I just think it's so sideways of their current situation. Like, if you want to try to get back in this next season or the year after, draft picks aren't a way of doing it. Like, hey, maybe they hit, you know, they still have a bunch of first round picks. Like, I think 8 of those are in the top 3 rounds. Maybe they hit on them, maybe they don't. But if you're going to try to tell me the Penguins are going to be competitive in 25, 26, man, like, you need to make some more moves and you know, kind of get younger and convince these guys that this isn't the way to go.
Is Jason Mackey a bobblehead collector?
Within reason. I have a few. I think down here I've got like a Rutherford, a Willie Stargell.
Rutherford bobblehead?
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, they made a Rutherford?
Oh, yeah, dude. Let me see if I can pull this out here.
There's literally several behind you.
Yeah, there's a few. Not many.
They should have like had him do a voice recording.
Is he eating a piece of sweet and sour chicken in that
he is.
Bobblehead?
He's not, but he is holding his phone. So I don't know.
Yes, that he would not answer on game days.
Give me Brassard. I'd like to talk about Brassard.
The phone that he would send you straight to voicemail if it were game days.
I wouldn't even bother him, dude. We've had this discussion. I wouldn't even say hi to Jim. I'd walk past him in the hallway. I'd look the other way.
I miss him. Very accessible guy, and he would always shake things up.
Did you know that his first interview once he got hired was with me and Joe?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was just like
good?
He's
never given a bad interview.
I think we were all over it in a negative way. Like, what's this guy talking about with some of the things? And then obviously it worked out very well for them. But yeah, he was from day one exactly the interview that he was his entire career.
Jason, thank you for holding down the fort for us last night during our 15th anniversary celebration. And we look forward to hearing you again on Friday.
All right, guys, take care.
There you go, Jason Mackey.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.